The recession has provided an economic stimulus to some scam artists. Officials in several states are now sounding the alarm about companies that claim they help struggling homeowners renegotiate their mortgages. From Denver, Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee has more.
When Karen Grisant lost her job 3 years ago, she quickly started having trouble making the payments on her home in a suburban Denver community. It wasn't long before the deluge hit.
3 days after my payment was late, I started getting all kinds of phone calls and getting all of these things in the mail for people wanting to reduce the mortgage, to restructure the mortgage.
Grisant had fallen into the sights of the loan modification industry, companies that work with homeowners and their lenders to negotiate better terms and reduce mortgage payments, ultimately helping them avoid foreclosure. At least, that's what they're supposed to do.
The biggest real estate scam of the year is definitely this loan modification entity scam.
That's Erin Toll, the head of Colorado's Division of Real Estate. She says the housing crash is fueling this cottage industry.
These loan mod entities are springing up out of nowhere. What we're seeing from our investigation is many of them are unemployed mortgage brokers or unemployed real estate brokers. The market's not very good, so they're looking for something else to do.
Toll's office has subpoenaed more than a dozen loan modification companies to make sure they're adhering to the letter of the law. In Colorado, like many states, that law says brokers have to be licensed, and they can't collect most of their fee up front.
Unscrupulous loan modification entities will say, give us 1 month's mortgage payment up front, and we promise we'll cut all your future payments in half. And instead, what they do is abscond with the money.
8 of Colorado's subpoenas went to California, and half those companies have not yet responded. Many no longer answer the phone numbers listed on their websites. California seems to be the epicenter for this new industry. The director of the real estate department there, Jeff Davey, says they started getting complaints about loan modifiers last summer, and now they have more than 200 open investigations.
I think it's the tip of the iceberg. We are hearing about it more and more every day. We hear about other states running across it now quite a bit, and so we're just trying to make sure that the public knows.
In their defense, loan modification companies say they're providing a service that's badly needed during this crisis. Their staff have the patience to get through to the right people and the experience to negotiate better terms with lenders, to succeed at a process that can overwhelm homeowners who are already in financial distress. But back in Colorado, real estate director Erin Toll points out homeowners have another option entirely.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention, you can get these exact same services for free through HUD-approved counselors by calling the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline.
Foreclosure hotlines send homeowners on to nonprofit agencies, like Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. in suburban Denver. The counseling director there, Shannon Peer, says his organization isn't just free, it's federally regulated.
Our industry has been around for many, many, many years. This industry where someone is charging for services is fairly new. There are few guidelines.
Homeowners hoping to renegotiate their loans, either on their own or with help, may soon find it a bit easier. The Obama administration's housing plan includes incentives to get lenders to modify more troubled loans. How well that will work in the long run is still a question, though. More than half the loans modified last year were back in trouble 6 months later. For NPR News, I'm Megan Verlee in Denver.